This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and welcome to episode number 351 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, normally, this is where I would say, and my co-host is, he is actually out of the country. He's on a secret mission, but he is going to be chiming in via satellite, my good buddy Alex, but I do have a very special guest. Now, this is the first episode of two that will lead him to his full-time intern status. Scott is here. You've heard him before. You loved him before. Scott, go ahead and say hello to everybody. Let them know where they could find you.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Scott, aka JoJoker's Movies, with an underscore between them, on Instagram. You can find me there, or you can find me right here on the AMG podcast when I do a little special guest starring. Yeah,
that's right. And we're going to have him on the live show soon, too. He just doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be joining us over there as well. So anyway, that's Scott. I'm Nate, and we're going to go ahead and get into this now. Continuing on, we're doing our Hobbit movies, okay? So the Hobbit trilogy last week, Unexpected Journey. Now, this one is called The Desolation of Smaug. That's how you say it. You know, I always like to ask, Scott, when was the last time you've seen this movie before this review?
Whenever the 4Ks first came out. So like 2020, I believe. Yeah.
4 years ago. Yeah, around there. Okay, so it's been a few years. I have not seen this since the theater. I did not rewatch any of these since the theater. So these are all second time watches for me. I saw all three at the theater and then I have them and then I just never watched them again. So I haven't seen it since then. Interested to get into this. Now, before we do, let's go over some numbers. We got a little bit of box office numbers for these. Now, the first one, surprisingly, I had no idea, made over $1 billion. I was surprised. Yeah, exactly. I was surprised. This one had a budget between 217 and $250 million. Okay. Jeez. Which is insane. And box office total, $959 million. That is worldwide. Most of it coming from overseas, $700 million overseas. So a good 75% of it, 258 domestic. Scott, do you find these numbers interesting? Or are you not surprised that this one made this much money?
The overseas one I do find interesting. I wonder if it has to do with Tolkien being from overseas or something like that. Maybe. But then again, I'd like to know the Lord of the Rings overseas numbers versus the, you domestic. Know, the US. Yeah, the domestic. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a little more split. Let's just bring up Fellowship of the Ring really quick. Let's just take a look at the first one. Yeah, $884 million worldwide, but it was closer. International was $567, domestic was $316. So the gap was not as big. These was more, you know what I think it is? Personally, these, I remember when they came out, they were in 3D, they were in high frame rate, they were in all that stuff that Chinese audiences love, all the technology. I bet you most of that $700 million is from China. I'd be willing to put money.
Probably.
So the Chinese, I'm just going to go with that. The Chinese came out to really see this movie. I'm going to say it was them. It has to be.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Look, it was. It opened in China. It made $74 million in China. That's 1/10 of that. A little more than 1/10 out of all the countries on earth. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's get to some Rotten Tomatoes scores, and then let's get into this review. Desolation of Smaug. This one has a 75% critic score, which is actually up 11% from the first movie. The first movie had a 64, so this has a 75. Audience score, 85%, which is a +2. First one had an 83. This one had an 85. Do you find these numbers interesting?
I do. So I find it interesting how the first one, I think you said in the last episode, had a 64, and then this one you said had a 75. So I'm like, what happened there?
Yeah, exactly. A little, I'm not totally surprised with the audience score because it's pretty close. Mm-hmm. I am surprised that the critics liked it a good, a fairly amount more. 3/4 of critics really, really like this one because we're going to get into the review and, we'll get into the review. We'll get into the review. Let's just get right into it. Okay, so first off, we're going to start with our lead character. Now, again, similar to the last movie, the movie's called The Hobbit and Bilbo is our main guy. However, this is another ensemble piece. There's whole chunks where it's like 20 minutes. He's not even on screen. So, Scott, I will let you take it away. What did you think of Bilbo and the little dwarves and Gandalf?
Bilbo and the Seven Dwarves. So, I gave him a 3. Now, this movie, I know last time you guys gave him a 3, and I was, when I rewatched it, I was leaning towards a 4 because Bilbo really steps up his game in this movie. You know, he helped them out at the end. What was it? At the end of the last movie, and they were all like, oh, you're one of us now and all that crap. And then this movie, he really steps it up. Like, he saves them from the spiders. I think he like, does it, isn't he the one that frees them from the elves, I believe, or helps free them from the elves? I mean, he does a lot, but what keeps it from raising the point to a 4 for me is I cannot stand the bitching of the dwarves. Like, they suck so bad, dude. Like, the when they get to the key, he's the one that figures out the key, but they all get there and they're like, oh, it's Durin's day and we lost the light and we'll never get in, and they all start leaving with their heads down. I'm like, come on, man, you made it this far. So I gave him a 3. I'm not invested in these characters like I am Lord of the Rings. So
all right. Very well said. I'm not really going to argue with too many points. Before I go, let's go via satellite to Alex. Alex, what did you think of the lead characters?
All right, guys. Hey, what's up, Scott and Nate? All right. So my thoughts are, this is my lead characters. I gave him a 4. I think Bilbo in this movie, I kind of enjoyed him. He's still like the secondary character because everything is that Theron Oakenshield, whatever his name is. I think, again, I thought they all worked well, way better here, the characters, than they did in the first film, Unexpected Journey. But I feel like in the sequel, they gave more to Bilbo, like Scott said, and I felt like he was starting to blend in with all the dwarves. I felt like he felt he was coming into his own with them, and I thought it was really good. Now, you got to remember, too, we got Legolas in this, and they fleshed out Legolas in this movie. I kind of enjoyed Legolas in this movie more than he did in the Lord of the Rings film. And that's just me. Don't kill me here, YouTube. But in terms of the lead characters, I felt like Bilbo stepped up a bit. I felt like Gandalf is the worst wizard in the planet, and I'm gonna keep saying it. He is now Gandalf the Useless. That's what I'm calling him. Legolas is dope. And then I like the female elf. I thought she was amazing in this film too. So I felt like everyone did a great job. So with that said, I'm gonna give them a 4.
Okay, great. Now here's my 2 cents on the lead characters. I agree with you. I gave him a 3. I have pretty much the same issue you have. I like Bilbo better in this movie than in the first movie. He mm-hmm. is in it a little more, but he still goes long stretches where he's not even like, he's not doing anything. Okay, I'll give you an example. In the third act, which, by the way, best part of the movie. Third act's the best part of the movie. He goes to the dragon, you know, to Smaug, and he's in the gold coins and all that in the, we call it the Scrooge McDuck vault. And he's there, he's doing his thing. And then literally it cuts, it goes, and we go back to the stupid little water town with the sick one that's like dying. And eventually mm-hmm. Lily's trying to help him. And then we go back outside to, and I'm like, why are we leaving? What I want to see is Bilbo and the dragon. I don't want to see this guy. And affects how I feel about the leads in the movie overall. So I 100% agree with you. Also, that guy getting all sick, lame. They get arrested. Like, what do? They get arrested. They escape in barrels. They come up through a toilet. Mm-hmm. Thorin is acting. I kind of liked him in the first movie. I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
In this one, less cool. Less cool. And even then, he goes in and he's like, he's ready. I'm like, are you going to stab Bilbo now? He's like, did you find the thing? You go find the thing. How about you go find the thing? He was acting like a brat. And I didn't really like him that much. So I agree. Bilbo, I almost would give like a 4 in this one, but everyone else, and because it's an ensemble, brings it down to a 3. Also, Gandalf, like, what are you doing? He's mm-hmm. he's there and got his light power, and then Sauron comes, which I wait till story. And then he just gets put into a little prison, in like a hanging prison. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to hear Alex talk about how useless he is further. Because it's like, what did you do? So I'm right there with you, Scott. I gave him a 3 as well. Main villain. Now, Smaug, ultimately, he's the guy in the title, ultimately ends up being the big baddie of the third act. We also have the same guys from the last one, that bald mm-hmm. orc guy.
Ozar the Defiler, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, and then we got spiders and all this kind of thing. So what did you think of the villains aspect in this one?
So the villains, I do agree. So if I was here for the Unexpected Journey, the villains get a 2. I cannot stand the CGI. It completely kills it for me. Like, what, all that fucking money that you were talking about, it's going to all their CGI. And it just like, oh, you had such a perfect thing with Lord of the Rings. The makeup was beautiful. It really brought out the different like looks of the orcs and everything like that. And then you go straight CGI. It killed it for me. But on this one, because we got Smaug, I gave it a 3. Ooh, but I upped at 1 point from if I was on the last episode, because Smaug is way more badass than any of them. But Smaug, it's hard for me because I know what he does in the next movie at the beginning, because this movie leaves off with him flying towards that town I hate so much, the Lake Town people. Yeah. But he doesn't get there yet, where he just, you know, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, he doesn't do anything except, you know, shoot fire at them, chase them around the mine and everything like that. If he only did that one thing that he does at the beginning of the next movie in this movie, it would be a 4 for me. But no, it's a 3 because he's kind of limited towards the end of like how much damage he can really do.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. Okay, Alex, what did you think of the villains?
All right, so what I think of the villains? Well, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of agree with Scott on this. I'm going to give it a 4, but I am not going to... I will say this in terms of this. Smaug the dragon is one of the coolest dragons I think I see. I love the way he sounds. I love his attitude. I think what he did in this film was actually pretty cool. I mean, mostly what he did was talk and blow fire, which that scene in the third act is pretty cool when they were running away from him and then he, you know, trying to get him into the iron forge section of the city or the armor or whatever the hell it was called. It's dope. I thought it was really good. Now, I do agree with Scott. The CGI of these characters are awful. I don't understand why they do not do the makeup. The makeup would have saved this movie. I'm gonna be honest, I would have gave this shit a 5 if it wasn't for the fact that this thing was CGI. I think the CGI to me hinders a lot. Even the scene that Legolas is fighting the big white orc looking guy, the master dude, well, the second in command, there was scene that I thought it looked great when you see the cameras on Legolas and they're fighting. You see him, he looks really good. But then all of a sudden, it goes to CGI Legolas fighting the CGI. It looked really poorly done. I did not like it. I totally agree with Scott on this. Gandalf getting his ass beat where the Witch King is and all that, I'm going to be honest with you guys. That scene looked, it was set up perfect. I thought it was well done. I got to say, so far we're in the second film, and I know you guys are going to kill me for this, and I think a lot of people are going to kill me for this though, but the villains in these movies are way better than Lord of the Rings. And I know we did the Lord of the Rings already, and we always talked about they had no big villains or nothing like that. But so far, the Hobbits films have the better villains. That is just me. We will continue talking about it. But yeah, those are my thoughts. I'm going to give it a 4 on the villain.
All right. Very well. I hear you. I gave him a 4 in this movie because I love Smaug that much. Even, you're right, he doesn't necessarily like just roast everybody. He tries, but they fight back. They come up with all these strategies and everything. But I think the combination, I think he looks incredible. As far as CGI goes, you're right. And we said it on the last one. There's too much CGI in these movies. You got orcs. You had all that incredible makeup. And in this one, you have a few. There's a few that are in makeup. But other than that, all the big ones are CGI. They're just all CGI. And Smaug is CGI, but he looks incredible. I love the design. Benedict Cumberbatch, perfect choice for the voice of Smaug. I love the way he talks. I love the scene with him and Bilbo talking when they're in the gold and, you know, they're kind of going, he's like, he keeps calling him all these things like Smaug the, oh yeah, incredible. And he's like, you have really good manners for a liar and a thief. And I'm still going to eat you. And I love that whole section. He would have been a 5 if he roasted them and they all died. Because he didn't, I did lower it. Also, I like the spiders in this. They're kind of gnarly. Like, there's the one spider in Lord of the Rings, but there's like a bunch of them in this one.
Could he hear them talk only when he put the ring on, or were they talking without the ring? I can't remember.
No, I think when he put the ring on, he could like understand what they were saying.
Because they were speaking black speech. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah, the evil stuff.
So when he put it on, he could then understand and sound like English to him. So,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that was a cool little feature. But yeah, I gave him a 4 because I do think Smaug is awesome. Now, obviously, I like you. I know what happens in the next movie, so that could be different. But I still don't like the big baby orc guy with the one arm. Like, what is that guy? And he, for some reason, he looks different. I don't know. I think this one, maybe just because he's always at nighttime, but he was like light blue in the last one, almost white, and now he looked darker. I don't know. Well, maybe it was just because it was night scenes. I keep wanting to do a complaint, but I have to save it for storyline. Okay, let's get to it. Action scene. I mean, we're an action podcast. Action movie guys. What'd you think of the action here?
So the action, I gave it a 4. Now, I think the action's great because, I mean, like, this movie, I noticed there's a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of action spread out. So is there, like, you get talking, you get walking and foot traveling, but you do get good things of action in between all that. Unlike Lord of the Rings, it's a lot of walking, it's a lot of talking, you're always waiting for the next battle. But, like, you get, you know, you get the spider scene where they're fighting the spiders, Bilbo's kicking their ass, you get the barrel scene with the pack of orcs, you get the lake town scene when somehow Legolas shows up and just steals the show and kills them all.
Again.
Yeah, again, because he's got the best. And you get Smaug trying to burn everybody. They're chasing him around the mines. I do love that part when he falls into the thing of gold and then he flies out all golden. And I don't think this movie is a 5 for action per se. If I remember the next movie correctly and I was there for that, I'd give that a 5. But it's a solid 4 for me. Good action spread out through the movie so you're not completely bored the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely. Right on. All right, Alex, what did you think of the action?
Oh, baby, let me tell you guys, this movie has action. Now, to me, I don't know what Scott is smoking, giving it a 4. This movie is a straight 5 to me. Legolas fighting with the other elven chick, Theorana, whatever her name was. That, I mean, those scenes at all was way better than what they did in Lord of the Rings. I will say this right now. Way better scenes with Legolas in this movie, angry Legolas, than what he did in the Two Towers and the Return of the King. I think he had more to do in this movie. I think he was very well written in this film. I liked Legolas way better in this one, like I said. Now, I think the barrel, them going down the barrels while all the orcs are chasing them, I thought that was really fun. I thought that was very well put together. I think the final scene with Smaug and they all running and trying to get this guy to go to the forge room, I thought that was all done. Peter Jackson does a way, I mean, Peter Jackson, well, he is great at action movies, man. I gotta say this. He does a very well job giving you guys enough to watch and enjoy yourself while they're doing the action scene. So even Gandalf getting his ass beat was actually really good too. So I gotta say, man, I think the action in this is a straight 5. That's just me. Scott gave it a 4. I mean, I don't know what he's watching. I mean, we both had different copies maybe, because I think this was a 5.
Okay, very good. So for me, I agree. Scott, I agree with you. I gave it a 4. I think everything you said is accurate. It's good. It's really well done. It's well shot. At this point, Peter Jackson, as far as visual, you know, director, great. And great set pieces, they're great. But again, 2 hours and 41 minutes. You know, the length of these movies absolutely factors in to when I get to the action parts, because there's such long stretches of non-action. And then they show up and they're cool and, you know, they're fun. There's a couple, we get like 2 decapitations in this movie. We're literally just chopping off heads and holding up heads and stuff. Like, that's cool. So that adds a little flavor. But other than that, yeah, it's long stretches of walking and talking and like little bursts of action. Those little bursts are really good. But nothing on the scale of even like Lord of the Rings, which is 10 years older than this movie, 11 years older than this movie. Mm-hmm. The scale of those battle scenes and those, I mean, way bigger. And this movie costs 3 times as much. And you would think everything would be on that scale. Again, like you, if I remember correctly, I know the last movie does go more that way. Even still, for this one, I thought the action was very good. So I gave it a 4 as well. All right. So here's what I want. This is the part I want to talk about. Let's get to the storyline. Okay. Scott, what did you think of the storyline here?
For the storyline, I gave it a 4. I thought it was pretty, you know, pretty good, pretty great. This is another one where I've read the book. Okay. And it's not a 5 here, just like I gave, I think I gave all the Lord of the Rings movies a 5. The ones that I was on, I gave a 5 for story. This one's not, because I have no idea how you get 3 movies out of this story. Like, the book, okay, I have them over there on the shelf. The Lord of the Rings book is about that thick. The Hobbit book is about that thick. Where are we getting 3 movies that are almost 3 hours each out of? It's just, yeah, I mean, it's a great story and I do like it, but it just doesn't line up with the book as well as Lord of the Rings does. So I gave it a great for 4, but not a 5. So,
and that's fair, because you've read the books. I never read the book. I don't know how to read, so I never read the book. I have no idea what's going on in there. I've only seen the old cartoon and then these movies, and that old cartoon was one movie, not 6 hours long. All right, Alex, what did you think of the storyline?
All right, so when it comes to story, I kind of agree. I gave it a 4. I think this is not a Bilbo, starting to look like not a Bilbo Bilbo Baggins' journey. It's starting to look like he's in the shadows and he's just observing what's going on, and then he tells a story at the end, right? Like all that stuff, like, because we know he writes a book. I think this is more of a Therian Oakenshield journey. I think that's what it is. I think these three films is Therian Oakenshield's world. Like, that's what we're watching. And that's just me. And while Bilbo is in the back spectating, and then he does his story in Lord of the Rings and all that, right? He writes, and then Frodo finishes with his journey, which I'm okay with. I like everything, man. I like Legolas being angry. I like Legolas's father. I like that whole storyline. I thought it worked very well for me. I was more engaged in this movie than the first film, so I kind of liked it more, and I didn't think it was boring at all. I thought it was right. I don't think it's a perfect movie at all, but I kind of liked this one a lot. I was invested into the journey, and I love the way it ended. It was a great way to do the cliffhanger for the part three, the Battle of the Five Armies. So for me, it worked. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline.
Okay. So for me, I got issues. I got issues with this storyline. I'm not going to
tell us about it.
I got issues with this. Let me tell you. Everything you said something in a way a little different, but I agree with the sentiment. And that this feels so stretched out for no reason. Oh, yeah. There are such long stretches where I'm like, why? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about this fisherman guy, Luke Evans. I don't care about his character. I don't care about the little town. Like, it just felt like they wanted to cram as many characters as humanly possible into this movie with no purpose. Like, I don't, they got that weird love story with Evangeline Lilly and the little dwarf, the good looking dwarf one, who's like the only handsome one. I feel the same way in this movie as the last one. Like, I don't even know any of the names of the characters. Still, I've seen two. All I know is Bilbo or Thorin, and the other ones are like Lilo and Biggie and Wiggy and Jiggy.
Dimly,
and, yeah, like, Bulbador. I still don't know. Also, I got some issues because now I'm thinking back to Lord of the Ring. How is none of the things that happened in this movie were mentioned in the Lord of the Ring? And that's after this. So for example, you have like, okay, Gandalf, he's on the thing and he sees Sauron and he goes and he puts him in the thing. But like, why don't they mention it? Why isn't he like, you know, I encountered him one time in the bridge and I, you know, this thing, nothing. Or
that's not mentioned, but in the beginning of Fellowship, Bilbo is mentioning his stories about the trolls. To the kids when they all get turned to stone.
Yeah.
And I don't expect it. That's the only thing that's mentioned.
That part. Okay. So there's that. But how about this? How come Lord of the Rings, you got Legolas, Gimli fighting together, friends. How come he never mentioned that he met his dad? He goes that's up to true. The guy, says, who's this ugly guy? He said, that's my wife. He said, who's this little troll kid? He said, that's my son, Gimli. You would think. Yeah, especially because earlier that his dad, Legolas' dad, who looks younger than him, by the way, his dad tells him 100 years is a blink of an eye for us. All right. So if 100 years is a blink of an eye, then 60 years should be like Legolas should remember that. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I met your dad. So fighting side by side with you, blah, blah, like, but they don't. And so stuff like that kind of irks me. It's like, okay, that seems like it should have been important. And it feels tacked on, I guess, is my point. Like, there's no reason to put that line in there other than for people to be like, oh, Gimli.
Yeah, you're 100% right, because that's not in the book. It's not in the book at all. He didn't meet his... they did that just for people to be like, oh, Lord of the Rings.
Gimli, remember Lord of the Rings? The better movie?
That only counts as one.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think that, you know, little things like that kind of irk me with the script. And then again, yeah, it just feels so stretched out. So all that to say, I gave it a 3. I think it's okay. Like, it's decent. I give the first movie a 3. I think this is about on par with that one. But there's little things like that just really kind of bugged me a little bit. All right, let's get to our overall on the movie as a total. Scott, what did you think?
Overall, I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4 because I do like rewatching these with the franchise. I do, you know, you know me, I love Lord of the Rings. So I do a full franchise watch through every couple of years or so. So I do enjoy these movies and I think they're great, but I do also see where they just completely threw in stuff just to be like, ha ha, that's from Lord of the Rings, ha ha, and stuff like that. And I don't like that, because Lord of the Rings was so good at doing from script to book. And this one, they're like, well, we already got this giant property here, so then we're going to take this right here and come back for your money. Huh? Come watch the movie. Like, stuff like that. So I gave it a 4. It's enjoyable, but as a Middle Earth fan, somebody that's into the lore, all that stuff, watch videos on it, it's a 4. So it's great, but yeah.
Yeah, and I remember, I think I mentioned it last week, like, I remember when this first got announced, it was a two movie thing with Guillermo del Toro. I think del Toro was supposed to do one and then Jackson the second one or something like that. Or maybe del Toro was going to do both. I don't know. And by the way, I stayed away from the, I didn't even think about the extended cuts on these. I was like, there's no way. These already feel like extended cuts because they're kind of bloated. But exactly. All right, anyway, Alex, what did you think of the film overall?
Overall, I kind of liked the movie. I'm not going to lie. I kind of enjoyed it. I had thought it was a fun adventure. You know, it reminded me of World of Warcraft because I played that on the computer and I play a lot of fantasy games with my friends like Dungeons and Dragons. So for me, like watching this and them going into the forge room and them going through all the towns and doing all the stuff, I kind of liked it. I liked it way better. And I know I'm going to say this. I kind of liked it a little bit better than the Two Towers, Lord of the Rings. Two Towers only had was the Battles of Helm Deep. Other than that, I think this overall, I kind of liked better than that film, which is kind of crazy to say. But I'm not going to slap it a perfect at all. I thought it was great, though. I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. I think this is a great film, way better than the first movie, The Unexpected Journey. But I did like this movie a lot. And you know what? It's funny because I saw it twice. All right, because I finished it. My wife went to work and then she wanted to watch it. So I rewatched it. And I got to say, I think I'm going to watch the extended cut of The Desolation of Smog. I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to do it because honestly, I really enjoyed this movie a lot. So yeah, I'm giving it a 4.
All right. For me, I gave it a 3. I thought I remember liking this better when I saw it at the theater than rewatching it. I really forgot about that whole, like, I think the second act of this movie dragged. I like the beginning. I think the first act is good. I think the middle act's just boring. Like once after the river, the little barrel, which by the way, that was a fun action scene. The little barrel chase and Legolas is standing on his head and doing all that kind of stuff. I like when the music cuts off and it's just like sound effect. Cool. But like after that scene, all the way until when they actually go back to the mountain, I don't really like it. At that point, I'm just like, it feels like the movie's spinning its wheels a little bit. So while I'm sure you would get more out of it because you're familiar with the books, as just purely a movie watcher only, I don't know. It feels a little boring at times. It feels a little boring at times. So I gave it a 3 overall. I think it's a good movie. Too much CGI, though. That also
hurts
it. But great score. I love the score of this movie as well. I think the music is really good. And again, and the 4K looks incredible as well, by the way. If you're a home theater person, the 4Ks for these look fantastic. All right. What is your total points, Scott?
Total points, 18 out of a 25.
18 out of 25. All right, Alex, your total points.
So that's going to be a 21 out of a 25 for me. I think this movie was great. I enjoyed it. And I can't wait to check out the extended cut. So yeah, 21 out of 25.
Okay. And for me, a 17 out of 25. So we weren't that far apart. We were only 1 point apart. I gave it a 17. I think I gave the first one a 16. I want to say so. Like, I think this one's a slightly better, but I don't know. We're going to see how this goes. This last movie, we got one more movie left and we'll see how this concludes. But
interesting fact, not to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
The next movie is on the extended edition. It's rated R.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not PG-13. It's rated R. And I think it's because there's a lot to do with, you know, what happens with the clashing of everybody. And I think it has to do with there's a lot more gore and stuff they throw into it.
You're making me want to put it on, but I'm going to have to do some research and see what's the time. Because if it's like 10 minutes difference, I could do it. But if we're talking freaking Lord of the Rings style 68 minutes extra, but it is on one disc, so it can't be that much longer.
If you look at it, though, it'll say the regular version's PG-13 and the extended cuts are.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you know what I'll do? I'll probably watch the theatrical and then I'll just go to the fights and see. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that is Desolation of Smaug. Now, next episode, Scott will be back. And we are going to be doing a little Mel Gibson, continuing with Mel Gibson month, with a little movie called Payback from 1999, the year of our Lord, 1999. One of the greatest movie years of all time also gave us Payback. And then, of course, we will be wrapping up our Hobbit trilogy movies with the Battle of the Five Army. I'm your host, Nate. My co-host today was Scott. You could find him at JoJoker's Movies over on Instagram. Follow him there. And I'm going to let Alex go ahead and take us home.
All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Nate goes live on his Instagram account at Netflix Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, or check out our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/@actionmovieguys. You guys can listen to all our podcasts there. And other than that, be awesome to each other and geek out.